that the flying saucers are real and that they are probably from other planets or other worlds?
Well, the Air Force says that on the sightings since 1955, only 2% have been unexplained. Do you go along with this figure?
That figure does not apply to all of the reports by any means. The percentage for the entire period during which flying saucers have been observed, namely from 1947 to date, is approximately 20% unknown.
Why do you feel that the Air Force is giving out the 2% figure then?
They may believe that the American people would panic if they were told the truth. We do not agree with this, and we believe that the Air Force should make their reports public.
The Air Force maintains they have given all reports out.
I suggest that anyone that believes that statement should try to obtain from the Air Force any of the reports in their files.
Well, do you believe the statements that many people have made that they have been in contact with these flying saucers?
No, CSI does not accept any of the contact communication stories. No real proof has been offered. Nowadays, we are confronted with the possibility that we may very soon be out in space meeting possible intelligent beings from other worlds, and there is a natural fear of the stranger, the creature from somewhere else. As you may know, there are already a number of reports of an entirely different kind which purport to describe meetings with creatures from outer space.
Can you give us some examples?
There were in the fall of 1954 in Europe dozens of reports of encounters with little men, about, say, 3.5 feet tall. Then there were also, in the following winter, a number of reports of this type from South America. Then in the summer of 1955, there were reports from this country of encounters with small humanoid creatures, and which seemed to deserve to be taken seriously. And the behavior of these little creatures is always completely mysterious. The human observers are always terrified. They don't want to have the experience repeated. They would rather forget it entirely. They shrink from the limelight. They don't go back to the same place looking for another contact. They bring no messages. All they want to do is to have everybody go away and leave them alone and let them forget that they ever saw the thing.
In any of these little people contacts, has there been any commercialization?
None whatsoever that I know of. Quite the contrary, one woman said, I would give everything I own if it had never happened.
Why were they so terrified?
Because the things they saw seemed to them really unearthly and out of this world. They looked and behaved, but like something really different, so strange that they did not know what to make of it.
How many of these reports have been investigated thoroughly?
About half a dozen.
And what have been your findings on this investigation?
These stories are certainly not to be brushed off.